If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
A movie based on the United Healthcare CEO murder. Dean?
Yeah, not just one movie being planned right now, but three. Count them, three movies that are being planned on the murder and various aspects of the murder that took place that's been, you know, top of the news. One of them is a documentary that a company is working on that deals with how killers like this are created and what this murder says about our society. They say that this documentary will also cover Americans' frustrations with the healthcare system, with the health insurance industry, and how all the empathy has come to be for Luigi Mangione. So we'll keep you posted on it. But what is it, a week, a couple of weeks, something? And
usually it takes longer, but not this time.
They've got the cameras rolling already.
The National Film Board has honored 25 new movies. Any surprises in here?
No, not really. The Library of Congress puts this together every year. It's the National Film Registry. And every December, they induct 25 new movies into the registry for preservation purposes, to make sure that these films are kept in perpetuity. And among the inductees this year are classics like Pride of the Yankees. I'm shocked that that's not already in there. It's such a classic from 1942. The Miracle Worker with Patty Duke. Helen Keller story from 1962. Also going in is Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan. So deserving. Maybe the best of all the Star Trek movies. Dirty Dancing is going in. Can't keep Baby in the corner, but you can keep her in the National Film Registry, apparently. Beverly Hills Cop, the original, is going in. And also classics like The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Going in, and Cheech and Chong's Up in Smoke.
Nice.
Are among the 25 movies that are going in this time.
What is the Wicked movie news today?
Well, the Wicked movie news is that they have changed the title of the second Wicked movie that won't be out until next holiday season, 2025. Originally, it was just going to be called Wicked 2, but now, as of yesterday, the new title for it is Wicked for Good. The title is taken from the classic song from the musical, from the second act of the musical, about how Elphaba, the Wicked Witch, and Glinda, the Good Witch, have been changed by their friendship for each other. This is going to be out November 21st of next year. Can't wait for that. And by the way, I think I mentioned to you guys that starting on Christmas Day, there's going to be a week of Wicked sing-alongs where you go to the theater to see the movie, and they actually put the words up on the screen, like follow the bouncing ball kind of thing. So people who are singing along with the songs anyway can go and really go at it with the lyrics up on the screen. So, you know, if you're a fan, it could be a lot of fun.
Bob's Nightmare.
Yeah, if you want to just go see the movie, it's moderately annoying. If you're Bob Surratt, it is a complete, absolute nightmare.
We'll hear from Edward Norton and get more entertainment news from Dean coming up. I feel a little queasy about this birthday gift for Taylor Swift. This guy's setting a bad precedent for us.
Exactly.
You know what I mean, Dean?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, it's one thing, you know, you have a love of your life and you want to do something special for his or her birthday. In the case of Travis Kelce, he celebrated Taylor Swift's birthday, which was over the weekend. And they, you know, went out on the town. They had a good time. But the gifts that he gave her totaled $175,000. Are you listening, Marianne? Did you hear that?
I hope not.
$175,000. including $20,000 worth of flowers. There was reportedly a Rolex in the mix and pieces from Tiffany's. A source said that Kelsey wanted Swift to feel extra spoiled. Did you hear that, Marianne?
Stop it.
Wanted her to feel extra spoiled.
Okay, what? A Let Us Entertain You gift card not good enough all of a sudden?
Plus, if you buy this time of year, if you buy $100 worth.
Yeah, you get the bonus.
You get the bonus 25. So,
all right, let's talk Broadway. And this is about a Broadway debut, isn't
this
it?
This is about a Broadway debut. It's not enough that Ketanji Brown Jackson made history as being the first African-American woman to serve on the Supreme Court. Now she has become the first Supreme Court justice ever to appear on Broadway. She was she made a walk-on appearance in the musical Anne Juliet that was just here in Chicago. This is the Broadway version, though. She rehearsed. They fitted her for costumes, the whole big deal. This is what a Supreme Court justice sounds like making her Broadway debut.
Female empowerment! Sick! I like it too! I think what I like about it is that I am having a very strongly negative reaction to it. Like, I hate it. Which makes me think it must be brilliant.
So there you go. Supreme Court Justice.
Yeah. Nice.
I would have liked to have heard Thurgood Marshall do that.
Or Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
One of the old school.
What's Edward Norton up to these days?
Edward Norton is amazing in this new Bob Dylan movie that's called A Complete Unknown. It doesn't open until Christmas Day. I can't wait to give you my review on it because I love this movie. It's just full of memories and great songs and really uncanny performances. Not just Timothée Chalamet as Bob Dylan. He's great. But there is an actress called Monica Barbora who plays Joan Baez in this movie, who is amazing. And our old pal Edward Norton takes on the role of folk music legend Pete Seeger in this movie, and he's amazing, both in spirit and in song. You'll see in the movie that it's Pete Seeger who really kind of makes it possible for large audiences to see Bob Dylan. There was a lot to it. So when I talked with Edward Norton, I wondered what kind of preparation and the challenges he took on taking on this role.
I'm wondering how you went about studying Pete Seeger, studying the character and the nuances and mannerisms and voice, etc.
Part of what's amazing about Pete Seeger, about Bob Dylan, about Joan Baez is they are real illusionists. They make very simple, you know, a person and a guitar, a person and a banjo. They make it look really effortless and they make it look simple. And when you get down into trying to do what they do and you realize how hard it is to, you know, Pete Seeger would play a song, teach the audience the song, sing the harmony to the song, and conduct with his left hand while playing banjo, and he makes it look easy, and then you try to do it and you realize, man, this is the product of years and years and years of development as a performer, and fluidity, and That's when the fear starts rising.
I remember so well when you shot Primal Fear in Chicago. Do you have memories of that? It was a long time ago, but I got to think that you must have a few Chicago memories from that.
I remember mostly just that it was, you know, I have sort of the first, that was the first film job I did. It was the first film project I worked on. And so the stuff that we did in Chicago is full of it has a certain romance to me just because it was the thrill of being on a movie set. And I can remember you know, it wasn't a lot. We did some outdoor, we did outdoor scenes, we did scenes, but I just remember the thrill of arriving there, you know, and and kind of walking around in the cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you didn't mention pizza and ribs and hot dogs, the usual answers to that. But I went back and I was looking at some clips of Primal Fear. You know, it's 28 years since that movie came out. It's unbelievable. It was his very first film that he made.
Hmm.
And he was nominated for an Academy Award for it. I have to go back and watch this film. I just remember how much I loved it and how amazing he was. He is also really good. I would be shocked if he didn't get an Oscar nomination for his role as Pete Seeger in this new Bob Dylan movie, A Complete Unknown, that will open on Christmas Day.
Pete Seeger, who wrote Turn, 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 If I Had a Hammer, and so many great songs. I can't wait for that movie. Aren't they kind of sneaking it, like, tomorrow night in some places?
They're doing a few little secret screenings that are going on to get some word of mouth going for it. But once people start talking about this film, it's going to be a behemoth. Because, you know, certainly if you remember that era, if you're of a certain age, which is the polite way of saying if you're old, you'll be able to sing along with every song, and all these Bob Dylan memories are going to come back. But you'll see so many other prominent figures. Johnny Cash is prominent in the movie. I mentioned Joan Baez, who is prominent in the movie. It's going to bring back lots of good memories.
Great musical history for all ages.
Yep.
Thank you, Dean.
See ya.